Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. You can get a pitcher, but you're going to have to pay. Hitters also don't come cheap, hence we have one reason. Ticket prices rise again in every baseball season. What then should we give the owners, men with everything? What can they unwrap this year? What can Santa bring? Fans with deeper pockets, sure, fans who all agree to spend more for the seats and for the games on their TV. Basketball on Christmas Day has become tradition. Seems as if the NBA is lately on a mission to dump the hokey caroling, the pie and pudding too, and fill the day with games to watch until we've all turned blue. What then should we give to David Stern so he can see that sometimes too much is too much? Wouldn't you agree? Christmas Day for 10 teams is required, not elective. Maybe Santa can bring the commissioner some perspective. FIFA's had a troubled time since Qatar got the cup. Many people feel Sepp Blatter fouled the process up when he announced that 2022 would be the time when desert soccer comes of age. That won't be so sublime for gay fans who wish gaily to attend the celebration, for Qatar outlaws making love for fans of their persuasion. So Blatter, in his wisdom, urged those fans to just refrain. I guess that we can hope that Santa brings the guy a brain, or maybe just a heart at least, if not the judgment to say nothing if no words but dumb words find their way to you. As the jingling of those bells comes louder down the lane, I would wish for all of us less reason to complain, but also sense enough to see that this old world of sports, troubled as it is and puzzling, lacking not in warts, is still a source of joy sometimes, and beauty on the days when grace and talent can combine in some game's brilliant plays. May we never lose the sense of wonder games provide. May our gift be gratitude for every season's ride.